Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, we got people looking for those sheephead, want to do a meat haul. When is the best time and where are some places to go between Lafitte and Grand Isle to put those sheephead in the boat?
Well, Don, the absolute best time is any time between now and, you know, say the beginning of March. As far as where they're at, man, if you know some, you know, some unmarked or very infrequently harassed oyster reefs, you can always find them on those oyster reefs. But other than that, you look for any kind of a bulkhead, pilings in the water, any kind of structure that's in the water. You know, a lot of people think that they see these sheephead around these pilings and all. And look, I thought this for many years till I did some research and studying. They think those sheephead are all around those pilings eating the barnacles and stuff off of the pilings. But it's documented that a sheephead's main diet is that green moss that grows on the pilings. They'll eat the worms out of the barnacles. They'll eat shrimp, as we all know. But their main diet is that green moss that grows on those pilings and on any type of underwater structure. So, you know, that's what they're looking for until we come along and offer them a nice dessert as a shrimp. And then, of course, they get recycled to something much better. But, yeah, just look for any kind of obstruction. They're here now, and they're going to be here until they start moving offshore for the spawn, which should be around March. Sheephead are a good one. We had last week we were talking, you know, you and I were talking about this front that was coming through Thursday, and at the time they didn't even have a wind change with it. Well, they missed that one pretty good. But there were a couple of days earlier this week where it really calmed down, and there's some trout in the marsh too. There was some trout caught just north of Grand Isle out of some deep holes in the marsh. There was really good catches. I know you'd been trying to get in touch with Mitch. There was some really good catches that came off of some oyster reefs down in the lower marsh over toward Mitch's area to the east of Grand Isle. So there's still trout around. It's just, you know, the weather's almost been acting like March. It's 80 degrees one day, and now here we are with frost all over everything again. So those fish are in a little bit of limbo. The warmer weather this week kind of put a damper on the side of the road fishing around Grand Isle, because we all know that's better when it's cold and nasty. But there's plenty of fish to be caught. The sheephead oftentimes fill the hole.
Yep. Now, Darryl, you mentioned Mitch. You know, I wish we could have got him, because there is a live shrimp shortage going on, and he usually has them over there when no one else does. But sounds like pretty much the whole east side of the river, nobody's got any live shrimp. Is there any possibility in the Grand Isle, Leeville area, anybody's got live shrimp over that way?
Oh, yeah, Don. Whether or not they actually have them right now, it's a matter of supply and demand. If there's no demand, then there's no supply. There's, you know, because live shrimp, and like Robbie was hitting on really well, is people don't realize the expense involved in keeping live shrimp. And, you know, then, of course, you've got a dead loss to them. So it's useless for Marina to have 10,000 live shrimp if they're not going to sell those 10,000 in the next few days. But, you know, this is the time of the year where sometimes around Grand Isle you got to go hunt and peck for them. But if nothing else, you know, the shrimp, the sea bobs will be showing up pretty soon. They're a little bit of a funny-looking shrimp, if you know what you're looking at. But they work just as good for bait. And if they're not there now, the sea bobs will be showing up pretty soon. They love this cold water.
Got it. Darryl, anything else we need to add?
No, Don. You know, I mean, we got to wait see what this weather is going to do. But if it's on the warmer days, like I said, you know, you can start looking outside the deep holes. But until then, there's plenty of fish to be had. You just got to set your expectations right and know that you got to bring some stink crickets with you just in case you got to fall back on a sheephead.
Yeah. You know, what you mentioned about those sheephead, they pretty much have a lot of vegetation in their diet. I have already seen those fish. I thought they were rooting crabs out at the bottom of the big root balls of some of that Spartina marsh grass, but they were actually pulling out some of the roots in that little moss, like you call it, that grows on the bottom there. And a lot of times when you clean them, you know, if you check their poop, you can tell they got a lot of vegetation that they're swallowing in there. I think that might have something to do with how delicate flavor they are sometimes, because they're not eating fish. They're eating a lot of vegetation.
Right. And look, for a long time, you know, I fell into the stereotype, oh, they're trying to eat those barnacles off of the poles. No, they're eating the moss off of it. You know, when you get, like now, when I'm laid up with just one hand and you get bored and you start doing research on your adversary, you learn a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right. Darryl, thanks for the report. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, tell them the best ways to do it.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Of course, we've got realscreamers.com, and you can spell it either way. It's going to get to us. Or you can just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. And, look, this is not just a sales pitch, but the trend's continuing. Hopefully 2023 is going to be a good year, because I am booking more trips now into the summer. People are starting to plan ahead now, you know. So the phone is ringing. If you've got a particular day, you might want to get with your charter captain and get it booked.
Got it. You're not the only one. It looks like it's going to be a busy fishing year for sure. Darryl, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.